So how do we know that Toiv is Shalem, Davidori? How do you know that Toiv is when something is complete? We have a raya from Bria Sa'ilam. So Sa'ilam is getting close, but there's like a strong raya. I'll give you another hint. It's from the second day of creation. Kiva, you should be able to do this one. Arrive from the second day of creation, that Toiv is only when it's Shalem.
Does it mean that when it's not Shalem, it's not Tov at all? Or it's not the fullest Tov?
Yeah, probably not the fullest Tov.
Oh, by what, the light?
Second day of creation. What did Hashem not say on the second day of creation?
Tov.
He said it Tov twice on the third day of creation. Why did he not say Tov on the second day of creation?
Because
it didn't complete, because the heavens were not solidified. It wasn't complete. So what do I see? What's Toiv?
Complete.
If it's not complete, it's not Toiv. You know, actually, you know what the word Ra means? Ra means something that's not complete. It's a part. Like, you ever think of this? What does Re'acha mean?
Re'acha
is
like a friend.
So why is he called Re'acha from the word Ra? The answer is because he's a part of you. Re'acha means he's a part of you. What? No, it's the same idea as bad is when I take something and I don't use it for its full tachlis. Everything Hashem created is for a purpose. What's the purpose of this? Is to use for shiur. If someone were to use it for comedy or lashon hara, good, for gossip. That's ra. Why? Because it's not getting to its tafkid. Like it's not shalem. It's not using its shlemus. A sulam ra'ua. Ra'ua means that it's shake. It's not gonna. You're not gonna be able to. It's not gonna stay there that long. It's not gonna complete. It's not complete. It's not gonna complete its purpose. So shlemus means is toif. Who is the epitome of shalem?
Hashem.
So who's the pity of Toiv?
Hashem.
Ve'ein shleimus achre kamo klal. There's no other shleimus like Hashem. Ve'nimtza shekol shleimus sheyidume. Any shleimus that we think is shleimus. Any shleimus. Chutz mi shleimus yizbroch. Hineinu shleimus amit. It's not real shleimus. El yikare shleimus berech. We call it shleimus. Berech al inyon chaser mimeno compared to something else. It's only Tov compared to other things. That's what he's saying. It's not the epitome of Tov. Okay, but it's close. We'll see why. But you're right, it's close. Achashlemus behechlet in el shlemus yisbarach. Alkein, therefore, now that we established that the only real shlemus is where?
Hashem.
B'yoysay cheft so yisbarach. Lehitiv lizulasai. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to be kind to someone else. Lo yaspik lo biyoyse meitiv ktas toiv. It's not enough to give a little bit of good. Elo biyoyse meitiv tachlis atoiv. She'ef shalibruim jekablu. You want to make him the best good he could make him. Ubiyoyse hu levado yisbarach atoiv hamiti. Hashem is the only real good. Lo yistapik cheftsoy atoiv. Elo biyoysay mehane zulosay betoyv ahu atzmai shu boy yisporch mitzad atzmai shu atoyv hashalim v'hamiti. He just says, I think, the following thing. What is goodness? Goodness incarnate. What is goodness? Hashem. So if Hashem wanted to give something else good, what's the closest that he could do to that? Bring them close to
himself,
because he's the epitome of goodness. The closer we get to Hashem, the more goodness we have, the more complete we have. Complete and good is together, right? So this will answer a very famous question that people have. It's kind of a riddle almost, which is, why didn't Hashem just make it everything go good without tzchar and oynish and this and that? So he said, "Shelo yehi boishes lamekablim." It shouldn't be nahama de kisufa. You ever heard about that? It shouldn't be the bread of shame. I feel like I'm just taking all the time. Then it's not good. Anybody heard that idea?
Yeah.
That was, why is Hashem? You never heard that? Why didn't Hashem just make everything good? Why didn't he make good and bad? Because he wanted you to earn it. should earn it. Why should you earn it? You shouldn't be embarrassed. Why? Because a person's embarrassed if he doesn't earn something. So the question is, why doesn't Hashem just make us without the emotion of being embarrassed? Why does Hashem make us with the emotion of embarrassed? What does he do that for? What's the need for that? Make us not be embarrassed and just give us all the good and then we'll feel good. The answer is, it's a very good question. What? The answer is that it's not about, Hashem has to make us as close to Him as possible. Is Hashem shalem?
Yeah.
Complete? So He has to make us the closest thing to complete as possible. If we're dependent, if all we're doing is receiving, we're not complete. The closest thing we could come to being complete is by earning ourselves a life. No, it's because that's what Hashem is. So making us not be like that would almost like saying making Hashem not be Hashem. Like, can Hashem be mean?
No.
Hashem is bechefza not mean. And then we get back to our old question. Can you make green fast? And he says no, because that's not what green is. Green is a color, it doesn't go fast. Hashem is always shalem. And if the epitome of shalem is Hashem, and we want to make, Hashem wants to make us like Him, toiv, which is shalem, is to make us also shalem. And that's, and it's intrinsic in the definition of what it means. Goodness means complete. Complete is that you're not relying on anything else. So we are God-like when we choose to do the right thing. When we earn our schar, we are God-like. Closest thing to Hashem. Why can't you change what Hashem is? You can't. And it's not about feeling happy. It's not like a drug. The reason, the goodness that Hashem makes is that He makes us like Him. It's something that, it's not just a, like a feeling that Hashem could just... So that itself is God, what's God like? That we earned our schar. We deserve it. We're not dependents. That's the Yesod, he says. B'yoyse mehana lezulasai, when Hashem is being mehana someone else. B'toiv hahu atzmai, that goodness. Shehu bo yisproch mitzar atzmai, Hashem is there. Shuatoiv hasholem v'hamiti, that is the complete tov, that is the real toiv, the true toiv. So that toiv, by the way, does manifest itself in the bria also, because Yisrael, kutcha brichu, right, Hashem and the Torah are one, and Hashem created the world through the Torah, so the world is also going to be shalem. You ask me questions, the word shalem, the world is really the Torah, and the Torah is really Hashem, so yes, it's going to be shalem. So and we want to be shalem also. How are we shalem? By being self-sufficient. That's what makes us shalem. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop here for tonight.